two diseases may be impacting wheat at harvest. Fusarium head blight, also called scab, and ergot are fungal diseases which can infect both winter and spring wheat. Field inspections and harvest reports of scattered cases of ergot are coming in across the state, and farmers with fields yet to combine should take note. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Ruth Beck encourages growers to scout their fields before combining.
Especially with ergot, you sometimes will see areas that will be worse than other areas. For instance, ergot is a disease that also impacts the grasses in the ditch, so sometimes it's those areas next to the ditch that are going to have higher levels of ergot. So if you check those areas, and then you can keep some of those worse areas separate from your good wheat.
In the head, ergot bodies are easy to spot as they are bigger than typical wheat kernels and they are black. Scab is harder to see in the ripe wheat field.
You know, a lot of those heads that have scab, they might not have any kernels in some part of the head, or the kernels can often be very small, shriveled, and they get kind of a tombstone or white appearance to them.
Both scab and ergot produce toxins which are unacceptable in higher levels. Beck says ergot can possibly be screened on a gravity table. The best method for reducing scab is to make adjustments to the combine.
Turning up the air, so especially with scab, that some of those kernels are very small and light, and that will blow them out the back, and that will help you when you go to the elevator to sell that grain because you'll have less of those small infected kernels in there.
Beck advises managing for both ergot and fusarium head blight in future years with resistant genetics and fungicides applied at flowering. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.